to another episode of Girls Gone Wild. Thanks for joining us.
Another big, fun-filled episode for you right here, Girls Gone Wild. I love the name. Even when you say it, you reintroduce us. I feel like we're just getting to know each other.
Yeah.
It's Girls Gone Wild.
Guys. Yeah. So this podcast came about because girls get together and they have a dinner or a cheese board or whatever and you just talk. And once you've had a couple of drinks, what's funny about girls is that you can have a day out, say the races, for example. You can have a day at the races. You can meet someone brand new. You've had a few drinks. By the end of the day, this is my best friend. She's amazing. We've got so much in common. Can we give her a lift home?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Now that we're talking about the races, I remember it was the very end of the day. So we know what the very end of the day looks like at a good day at the races.
She's in hand.
She's in hand. Fascinator's usually off if you've had a fascinator on.
Heading to a burger place.
Yeah, the lipstick is still intact, but it's a little bit rough.
There's a little bit on your teeth.
Bit on your teeth. Bit rough. You know, so maybe a little bit of a run in the stocking if you've got stockings on, depending upon what outfit you've gone with. You know, all of those things come to play.
Mm-hmm.
I turn around, this particular girl, end of the day. So majority, I'd say half the course is gone.
Yeah.
She's just taking a piss on the lawn. What? I was like, girlfriend, I get intoxicated. Is it that you don't care? Or is it that you actually think that you're in a port-a-loo right now?
That's a funny thing though, right? Because I get that. You are desperate for a wee. I've definitely done that on the way home. Gone, oh my God, I'm so desperate for the toilet. But you're still in there where there are toilets.
That's what I mean. That's why I was like, oh my gosh, is this legit? Am I seeing this correctly? I don't know what the right attire is. When you're a female and about to have a wee, the right attire is kind of easier if you just can pull, you know, your knickers to the side or pull your knickers down or whatever and just do a wee.
Yeah.
This chick, she was all for it. She was a bush weeer from way back.
But the problem is that when you're drunk, you get a bit that goes down your leg. Yeah, goes on your shoe. Okay, this episode, we're going to play a game of Would You Rather.
Wow, yes. I love this game. I love it. You're in the mood for games.
Christmas is coming up. We want to have fun, you know.
Try this at your next Christmas party.
Yeah, try this on Christmas
this
Day.
At your next, try this at your next Christmas party. What would you rather? This one really gets your group of people, especially if you're not all very, very close, it gets them either really awkward or super close, like bonded, like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I think some of these are going to be awkward.
All right, let's go. Shoot.
We're going to go straight in with a really awkward one, okay? Oh. Would you rather watch your parents
oh my gosh
have sex every day for the rest of your life or join in once to make it stop? I don't know.
What would you rather? I think I just dry reached in my mouth. I'm going to I have to go with my first one that came and that was just watch it for the rest of my, because I feel like I could find a way to disassociate myself and maybe like close my eyes and my ears at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that still classified as watching it? What would you do?
Yeah, no.
You're going to say.
No. Oh. No. Oh, my God. No. Yeah, no, I'd do the same. Just watch.
Just watch.
Just watch and
please make it stop. Please make it stop.
Raindrops on roses.
Thinking of somewhere else.
Okay, would you rather pee every time you stand up or poo every time you sit down?
I would wee every time I stand up.
Wee. I'm with you on that one.
Wee for sure. Because it doesn't smell as bad. That's foul. That's a bad one.
Would you rather watch porn of your parents or with your parents?
What?
So either watch your parents doing porn or watch other people's porn with your parents.
Second.
Yeah.
I don't want to make eye contact. I don't want feedback. I don't want to talk during it. It would just be simply press play, hope that the 19 minutes of your life goes really quickly and then we're over and done with.
Would you rather drink soup drained through a biker's beard or lick a homeless man's armpit?
I'm sweating. That makes me feel really queasy.
I think I'd drink the soup through the beard.
Oh, fuck. Just thinking about, like, what type of soup would it be? If it's chunky, that's foul. Oh, we can't do I don't know or phone a friend.
No, you can't. You have to answer it.
I'd probably go soup. Just not, don't make it chunky, because then I'll really start to dry reach, especially if one of the hairs goes in my mouth.
In the beard.
Ugh. If it goes in my mouth, if he's got loose beard hair and it goes in my mouth, dead set, that soup is coming back up on you, my friend. It's making me sweat.
Because also beard hair is coarse, like it's...
Yeah, like pubes in your mouth. Like it's fucked up. No one wants pubes in their mouth. That's why we've invented laser hair. Removal.
What would you rather give up, food or sex?
Oh, probably sex.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be tough.
Yeah, sex. I'd just give up sex.
Straight away.
Yeah, because I've got the machine at the gym that I use.
Yeah, I was going to say, but it doesn't say about self-pleasure. It just says sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, yeah, so that's a grey area. But because obviously I've talked about on a previous episode the orgasmizer that there is at the gym that's seems to give me an orgasm, but no one else.
Yeah, no, because I did it again. I told you this last week and the week before. I'm doing these pull-ups at the gym, double legs, double knees up to chin, sort of like, you know, chest, that whole swinging motion, nothing. Get nothing, not even a nothing.
It's got to be straight leg raises.
Must just apply pressure in the middle. Okay, what about what would you rather?
Let's say your phone was hacked.
So what would you rather, yeah.
And they said, would you rather we make public all your photos?
Yep.
Or your browser history?
Is that on private browsing as well?
No, it's your browsing history.
Yeah, I'd probably just say photos. Go for gold.
Yeah.
It's nothing on that hard.
Would you rather be ugly but smell amazing or be beautiful and stink?
Like, naturally I'm going to say beautiful and smell, but it depends what and every one of your scent is different. Do you know what I mean?
But what's the point in being beautiful if you smell really bad? Because you're not going to attract anyone. No one's going to want to be friends with you. I think I'd rather be ugly and smell nice, because also the way you smell is kind of controlled by you, but the way you look isn't necessarily.
Yeah, but this is, you can't change ugliness. You can change, like, obviously if you're beautiful and you smell, you can change the stench, because someone would just go, oi, mate, you reek. I don't know if something is rotting inside of you or whereas you can't change the other one.
But if you're choosing the option to be beautiful and stink, you can't change the way you smell. You can't buy extra deodorants and perfumes. You have to just put up with being stink.
Oh, okay. I don't know then, because I really like to smell nice and it's always been something I'm big on. And if you smell, I tend to not want to actually even – I can't hang out with you.
So you have to be ugly then.
I'll have to be ugly. Okay. Let's go with that one.
Would you rather have chopsticks for hands or office chair wheels for feet?
I'd go wheels for feet.
Yeah, that would be more fun.
There'll be no one asking you. Let's just put it this way. There'd be no one requesting for the old toe up the bum during sex, no. You know, if you had wheels as feet. Or maybe they would.
Okay, this is going to wrap things up. I'm going to go out with a bang. Would you rather come every time you fart or fart every time you come? I feel like I don't fart very often, so then I wouldn't get to come very often.
Can you just say it again once more? My head just went somewhere else.
Would you rather come every time you fart or fart every time you come?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, maybe come every time you fart. Come.
Yeah, it's like, imagine how fun that would be. You'd get a lot more orgasms than what you're getting now.
Because then you could be alone, but if you're in a situation with somebody else and you come, then you're going to fart every time.
Imagine your face all the time. You would be naturally just in the orgasm face the whole day. Like, if you've had a big day on, well, I don't know what makes you fart more than others, but like the foods that bring gas, like beans and what else? Like chickpeas and
curry.
Things that make you fart more, you'd be pumped. You'd be eating them every day because you'd be orgasming like crazy. You'd be up there with, I don't know how many orgasms a day would you be having. You'd be exhausted though.
Let's go with come every time you fart.
Imagine orgasming every time you farted. You'd be so tired by the end of the night. Imagine if you were on that machine all day and you just got like orgasm after orgasm.
I would very much enjoy that and I would have abs of steel.
Yeah.
And then everyone's going to be like, what, you're going to the gym again? You've been 5 times today. I know.
It's none of your business. It's none of your business. But you only stay in the back corner of the whole... none of your business.
None of your business. It's the 8-week challenge. But that finished 7 weeks ago. I know. It's the 12-week challenge. It's the 50-year challenge.
Oh, we are the girls gone.